You're listening to Weekend Edition here on WNYC. I'm David First. And it's time once again for our Weekend Arts Planner. A Raisin in the Sun is coming back to Broadway next week, and Radio Lab for Kids will be live on stage at the Green Space. Here to explain is WNYC Culture and Arts Editor Steve Smith. Welcome back.
Hi, David.
So, Steve, some of the events we're going to talk about are actually happening today. So get ready to make some quick plans. Let's move through the weekend, starting with this afternoon. What's up first?
That's right. We're going to make it quick and easy for everybody. And the first place we're headed is the Green Space, which is the news, culture, and performance space that New York Public Radio operates right here in Soho. A new season of programming has just begun. There's lots happening in that space. And this afternoon at 2 o'clock, they're hosting a live event tied to a new podcast, Radio Lab for Kids. In the series Terrestrials, Lulu Miller interviews guests about the wonders and strangeness of science. Let's hear just a little bit of the first episode.
Imagine you are a liquid creature. No bones. And you are so pliable that you can literally pour your body through a tiny opening.
You can change colors.
Blue and green and red and yellow and even metallic.
Oh, I know what it is. Is it an octopus?
I think you are right. You know, and for the live event this afternoon, Lulu Miller is going to be talking bugs with entomologist and educator Sebastian Echeverry. Harpist Aviva Jay will be performing live, and you will even be able to, get this, sample Mexican dishes made with insects. Yeah, indeed. It's happening at 2 o'clock at the Green Space, 44 Charlton Street, and you can register in advance at thegreenspace.org. If you come say hi to me and my family. We'll be there.
Okay. Are you going to eat the insects?
Been there, done that. Think I'll pass.
Okay. We'll be watching. Okay. Well, there's another big event happening tonight. This is at the Abrams Art Center on the Lower East Side?
Exactly right. That's fine artist and musician Jasper Marsalis. He is presenting his hip-hop performance art piece, Slauson Malone 1, in a new theatrical performance called The Stonebreakers. Now, if that name rings a bell, you're not wrong. Jasper is the son of jazz star Wynton Marsalis and actor Victoria Rowell, but the music he makes is different from anything his lineage might imply. Let's hear a little bit from his most recent recording.
Lap till I choke, dagger and cloak, stabbed in my throat, murder they wrote, stuck in a joke, bottle of no, bottle of boat, coast to coast.
Yeah, really different, but sounds cool.
Absolutely, and we can't actually tell you in great detail what the Stonebreakers will be like, and that is by design. In an article we published yesterday on Gothamist, Jasper told writer Timoheb Aku, quote, "Confrontation is important to me because it signifies the breaking of something." So his work is really meant to shake up his own biases. It echoes the uncertainty of the day we're living in, and he's aiming at breaking down the walls between artist and audience. So if you show up, you might get integrated into the show somehow. Go with an open mind, and you won't be disappointed. And that is, as you said, tonight at the Abrams Art Center at 8 p.m.
Okay, from insects on the menu to confrontation to theater now, where a couple of major shows are opening in previews?
That's right. And one of these I mistakenly told you about last week. Top Dog Underdog, the modern classic by Susan Laurie Parks, is opening this Tuesday, September 27th, at the John Golden Theater. It's a 20th anniversary revival, and it stars Tony Award winner Corey Hawkins and, making his Broadway debut, actor Yahya Abdul-Mateen II, who listeners will know from his roles in Watchmen and Matrix Resurrections and Jordan Peele's reboot of Candyman. Also on Tuesday is one of the most important of all American plays, Lorraine Hansberry's A Raisin in the Sun. The revival is directed by Robert O'Hara. He's a playwright himself, and he received a Tony nomination for directing Slave Play on Broadway. A Raisin in the Sun is being staged at the Public Theater downtown. It's running for a while, but it opens on Tuesday.
Okay, wow, a lot going on. And before we go, Steve, I understand you have one more musical event up your sleeve. And this is also happening today, right?
It is happening this afternoon. The sun is out. It's looking beautiful. And the Klezmatics, New York City's beloved klezmer anarchists, are teaming up with singer Joshua Nelson, the so-called Prince of Kosher Gospel, in a free show in Washington Square Park. It's closing out the Village Trip Festival, and it happens this afternoon at 4 p.m.
Okay, this afternoon at 4 p.m. Now, we talked about a lot of stuff today. For more information on all the events we just mentioned, go to WNYC.org. Steve Smith is WNYC's culture and arts editor. Thanks again, Steve.
Thank you, David.
And let's hear a little bit of the gospel klezmatics. This is Joshua Nelson and Catherine Farmer with the klezmatics, and Didn't It Rain?